back when 1965, when I graduated from high school, you know, I started taking my student trips the next morning. Graduated one night, and then I was up at 4 or 5 o'clock the next morning. And you had to take your student trips. You had to go to Poplar Bluff and to Texarkana, to Memphis, which were the three freight runs that were on the Arkansas division. There were three divisions that worked out of Little Rock at the time, North Little Rock. The Arkansas division, which went to Poplar Bluff, it went to Memphis, and it went to Texarkana, was where the three basic. And then you had the Valley Division, which basically went down to McGee and then on into Alexandria, Louisiana. And then you had the Central Division, which went up to Fort Smith. So those were the three basic divisions. And if you, you know, held seniority on one, it didn't necessarily translate to the others. So we would start working out, you know, the summer employees, because they needed folks to work during the summer, because a lot of the folks would take vacations, and we would work off what they call an extra board, and that was just simply rotation to regular jobs that had been, people had that they, you know, wanted off, and they kept laying off is the term that they do. And so one time I was the route that goes from Memphis up to Cotter was a run that worked out of Memphis, and it was, I guess you could say, on the Arkansas division, but it worked out of Memphis, and it was the longest single run on the road at the time. I think it was a little over 200 miles from Memphis to Cotter, Arkansas. And you'd come down through Wynn Ball Knob, and then you would go up a little bit on the main line to just past Newport, and then you'd follow the White River all the way up to Cotter. Now Cotter then went on up into Branson and into, I guess, into Missouri and Kansas is where it went after it left Branson. But in any event, you know, I had always wanted, because I had worked that job one time, and it was during the Christmas holidays, and it was just really a pretty run. But most of the, you left at going up to Cotter, you left Memphis about 8:30 at night, and you got into Cotter about, I don't know, just before daylight, somewhere in that time frame, depending on, you know, your schedule wasn't nearly as punctual as a, you know, as a passenger train, which unfortunately doesn't have really good schedules these days anyway. So we, you could almost reach out one side of the cab and strike a match on the side of the mountain when you were going along Cotter, on the Cotter route, because it was along the White River, a lot of it. And the other side, you know, you'd drop down into the White River, but you couldn't see much going up. Coming back, you left about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you had some pretty interesting visual and nice views of both the White River and so I knew that from Cotter, you know, to Newport was really pretty. I had never been from from Cotter on up to Branson and on pass. Of course, I've never been on pass, but Jerry told me, he said, tell you what, sometime I'll take a day and a half, and we'll, you know, I'll get a high rail car and we'll go up to Branson, spend the night, and then come back the next day. And so when he put that trip together, a guy by the name of Mike Adams, who had been, and I think Mike has written a book or two on the White River line.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen his name around.
Yeah. And so he was a yard master, I think, here in Little Rock, North Little Rock. I keep giving credit to my city, sister city of the South, but you know, they're not nearly as much of a geographic partner as we are. So Mike Adams, Jerry, and Richard Allen, who I think that name's probably familiar. He was
the columnist
with the paper. So the four of us were on that trip, and to listen to, I mean, I had a little bit to add, but Richard and Mike and then Jerry probably were the ones that, you know, I mean, just to listen to them talk. And I think Mike had been a part of the construction of the White River line, it seemed like, because he knew a lot of the history of, you know, what took place, you know, along the different towns that were, you know, that were on that route. And I think we got off, and I forgot what town, but we got off, you know, on the way and had lunch at a small town with a little deli. And, you know, you go back to the back of the grocery store and, you know, they'll make you sandwiches and stuff like that. So we were originally just going to go up, spent the night at the Big Cedar Lodge, which was a first for me, and you know, at close to Branson, and then we all had enjoyed it so much that we decided to ride back rather than drive straight back. So we got on the, you know, on the line at Cotter, and I'm not Cotter, but at Branson, and rode the rails all the way back to Batesville. And then got off at Batesville, and then came on back in. So it was a pretty, you know, pretty interesting trip. Second time that I had taken the trip, you know, first time was on a train, and you know, as a fireman, you know, you're really sort of a traveling mechanic, and there are some things that you can do to what we call get an engine back online when it, you know, jumps the, you know, and when I say online, I don't mean on the tracks. I'm talking about, you know, on. Online and pulling, and so, you know, usually you have somewhere on a freight train, one is usually on a local, but you usually have two or more units connected together to, you know, have an added pulling power, and so I think we had five units on that trip coming back when I was actually on as a fireman working, and something had happened to a trailing unit. Well, you got to crawl back, you know, and go across from one unit to the next. And it's, yeah, it's a little bit risky, but if you're careful and do it right, it's not that bad, particularly, you know, as you go along that curvy section of the railroad, you're not going more than 30, 40 miles an hour. So I can remember, you know, crawling back because we had trouble with one of those trailing units. And going back and doing some things to try to get back online. But you know, you could look back and see the train just weaving along the curves along that section of the road. Just, it was Christmas time, you know, it had snowed. You know, you talk about a Thomas Kincaid kind of picture. It was just really something that you know, I think we as a country miss now in terms of rail transit. And I was active, you know, I was mayor in North Lamar for 24 years. Part of that time, Amtrak has a mayor's Amtrak advisory board. And I was chairman of that for two different times during that 24-year period because two of my loves, probably the top one is transportation, and at the top of that list is rail transportation because of the history I've had with it.